Sure like that sound. It's good to be back with you here at Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is, October the 20th in the year of the Lord 2022. Yeah, you know, these globalists who are trying to impose a fake world order upon the New World Order, which is the kingdom of heaven on earth, created and established by Christ Jesus of Nazareth in his death, resurrection, and ascension. And they're trying to impose an antichrist system across the entire globe, overturning Christian worldviews. So they're not going to be successful at this, because there's only one person who can alter it truly. Once again, there's only one person who can change, who can close the door to the kingdom of heaven, that no man can go in it. And that is Christ Jesus, the one who opened the door to the kingdom of heaven, and no man and no group and no nation and no force can close that door. So that's what we're up against, and that's why these tyrants are not going to win. And that is why we should be optimistic. That's why we should suit up for the battle. I mean, we're already victors. I mean, we can't lose. And they've really essentially already lost. They're at their last ditch effort trying to establish an antichrist dominion over all the world, where their whim is imposed on everybody, like this COVID-19 thing. You know, they tried to, and let's get back to what this COVID-19 really is all about again. It's not about a virus. It's not about a vaccine. It's about making natural-born men created in the image of God, natural-born people created in the image of God, into a threat to society that needs to have multiple injections, who need to be chipped for surveillance and permission to enter society again, and for the uploading of a digital compliance currency. That's really what it's about. It's absolute, complete control of every individual. And there will be no unity of separate individuals who have an idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or the possession of property. It's going to be, you do what we tell you, you conform, and you get credit. You're non-compliant, and you won't get credit. This is abject tyranny. This is satanic. It's satanic to the bone marrow. And that's why the church ultimately has to stand up against this stuff. Because again, it's not about diseases. It's not about vaccines. It's about the state telling you that you are a threat to society without alteration by man. And I'm just telling you, that is an antichrist view. God and his creation are not a threat to society, at least a society that's worth a damn. And that's what this is coming to. The society we have is no longer worth preserving at all. In fact, we should be creating a new one to replace it. So that was my introduction, which got a little long. Didn't want to talk about that at all. I'm here to talk about Bob and Greg. Yeah, I'm getting a real hoot out of this. This, you know, his real name is Robert Francis. Robert Francis O'Rourke, better known as Beto. I think Greg Abbott ought to change his name to Gregario. I can't say it. If you go online and figure out how to say that in Spanish, it's really difficult. But he could, at least it should be Gregoria Abbott. I mean, what a con job. I mean, if this guy is just not a con right on the top of it. So let's talk, I'd like to call him Bob. So is Bob really any better than Greg? I mean, really? Let's talk about his horrible ads on television. This victim stuff. I'm gonna play this thing right here first, though, before we get too far in it. Then we'll get back into Beto and his ridiculous stuff here. I gotta play this video. This has been some time ago. It's not a real recent one, but it's kind of up to date. Here it goes.
New tonight, a massive lawsuit announced on behalf of those affected by the Robb Elementary School shooting.
The class action suit is going after several law enforcement agencies as well as gun manufacturer Daniel Defense.
The lead attorney filing the suit tells the Night Team's Lee Waldman they're fighting for justice and accountability.
First of all, let me say here, fighting for justice and accountability. Now, these poor people had their children slaughtered here. And they're fighting for truth and justice and accountability. Well, you know, you got to think about what really is the person, unfortunately, the person that is accountable, or at least directly accountable, is dead. The shooter is dead. Now they're going after everybody else, blaming them for the event. Now, I do believe there are some people that are somewhat indirectly responsible for that. But it's not really necessarily police officers and that kind of thing. Now, I must admit, that was pretty damn bad where they sit around for an hour and not do anything, if the story's true at all. I'm going for the sake of argument that the story the mass media cartel has told us is true. And, you know, we're all kind of bored and tired from trying to do that because we know that this turns out to be false, too, many times. But anyway, what troubles me about this is these parents are going after the disarmament of the American people, which actually is against the law of the land. So they're using the violence of this, what's his name, Salvador Ramos, the shooter, the alleged shooter. They're using the violence that he's done to alter the law of the land. Well, I'm sorry, but that happens to be the definition of terrorism. If you're going to use violence, whether it be pretended or real or threatened, to alter the law of the land, that's terrorism. And an agreement to use the violence of another, it doesn't have to be your violence. In a conspiracy, the conspirators can play all kinds of roles. They don't have to all do the same thing. They can do different things in a conspiracy. Well, if the object of the conspiracy is to disarm the American people and alter or abolish the Second Amendment, that's called terrorism. And so you could, even if you're the victim or your family has been victimized by the violence, but if you turn around and use that same violence to alter the law of the land, then that's terrorism. Now, if you decide to use that event to make law, pass law, or alter law that's unlawful to start with, that would be something. And I'm going to demonstrate this, that the curriculum, what they ought to be going after, is the curriculum in public education, because that is against the law. The only thing that government tax-supported public education can teach is the principles of property and those things required in order to learn the principles of property. In other words, you'd have to learn how to speak English or to at least read the material. You'd have to know enough logic. You might have to have some simple math and some stuff like that just to kind of get some logic going. And then just basic skills, enough to learn the principles of property. And what is the principles of this property? That all men, all people own property, consisting of basically three types: life, liberty, and possessions. Now, all three of those are property. And the purpose of public education, which is even written down in Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, is to teach the student how to defend their property. Or in this case, it says liberty. Well, liberty is just one of the three types of property. So so do we do that? Does public education do that? No, it does not. It doesn't. Even the means of paying for public education is unlawful. It's a violation of the law of the land. There's no way the state can acquire authority to alien your property for the creation or the support of the state. And what they've done is they've confiscated people's property. They alien it, and they charge them an annual rent every year to stay in your home, keep your possessions. You pay to do that. You rent it. You rent from the state. So instead of protecting your property, which is the purpose of the entire state, and that means the public education is an arm of the state. The state is to protect your property. The sole purpose of the government is to protect your property, consisting of life, liberty, and possessions. Public education must have the same purpose, the same goal. But what does it do? It turns around and confiscates your property. Turns you into a tenant, turns you into a serf, and then feeds you with a bunch of crap in school, fake and false doctrines. Well, what was wrong with Salvador Ramos? What was wrong with this young person? What was his error? Being able to purchase a gun? Was that the era of this event? The crime of the event was to purchase a gun? Hell no, it wasn't. The crime was that Salvador Ramos didn't understand about the principles of property. He had no respect for property. Does anybody else at that school? No. Why? They don't teach them that. They don't teach respect for other people's property. Why? Because they can't have the student learn that they have any property. Everything is just the state. Please the state. You do things to please the state. If you please the state, they will give you some award. Well, then what did everybody get to looking at? It's just state stuff. So really, Salvador Ramos, all he did was go bust up some state property and kill some state property. Well, is that the way to look at life? See, what these parents ought to be going after is unlawful public education. Not gun manufacturers. They perform a function. A gun manufacturer does what? He provides a utility and means for the people to defend their property, their life, liberty, and possessions. someone that would take away your ability to defend your life, liberty, and possessions have only one motive: to take your life, liberty, and possessions. Otherwise, they would not care if you had a means to defend them, because they're not going to go up against anything. They're not interested in taking your life, liberty, or property. Well, I kind of shot my introduction time. I was going to play with some of these videos, maybe we'll play some of this and get back to it. Here we go. We'll take it up again.
What we intend to do to help.
Now, what this is a lawyer, and he's being interviewed. He's the guy that's going to sue all these people for $27 billion class action lawsuit.
To serve this community, and that is to file a $27 billion civil rights lawsuit.
Can I say something right here? Civil rights lawsuit. You know what that kind of thing is? A civil rights is that there's been some kind of discrimination here. And, you know, aren't we familiar with civil rights lawsuits? They're usually all about discrimination. Somebody discriminated against somebody else. Were these people discriminated against? That wasn't it. They were murdered, for God's sake. It was a crime. It was a criminal crime. The guy murdered people. He wasn't selective. There's no evidence that he went through and only shot Hispanics. Even though mostly they were Hispanics, it was a Hispanic community. But that he didn't go around selecting any group of people. This wasn't a discrimination thing. It even gets worse. We'll hear some more of it.
Rights attorney Charles Bonner is holding no punches. He intends to file a class action lawsuit against anyone who can be held responsible for what happened inside of Robb Elementary on May 24th.
We have the school police. Okay, we have Arredondo. We have the city police. And we have the sheriffs. And we have the Texas Rangers, the DPS. And we have the Border Patrol.
As well as gun manufacturer Daniel Defense in Oasis Outback, where the gunman bought the weapon used.
I'm sorry. How is he responsible for anything? How is a gun manufacturer responsible for what happened inside of Robb Elementary School? These people are wacko. This lawyer doesn't know what he's talking about. And okay, so these police and the sheriff and all that, we'll all admit that they weren't as good as they should have been, and there's some kind of liability for that. But they're not really responsible for what went on there, or the fact that this guy went and killed these kids. Okay. We're going to have to find out really who really is the most indirectly responsible. And I think I've touched on that. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Sounds like he's in love, doesn't it? Anyway, that's a good sound. I like it. We ought to all feel, you know, good. And it's hard to feel good, though, under just constant tyranny. And this mass media cartel is just wrecking everything and, mischaracterizing, misusing. And really, you know, our children, the young people, the views being expressed so much on the mass media cartel, they are actually creatures. Our children are not creatures of anything except the mass media cartel. Even if they go to school, they get the same kind of junk. And see, this is what these parents ought to be going after, and we're going to hear some from that too. But let's at least finish this this report here, and then I want to talk about this 14th Amendment a little more. And I think I'll just do that now, since this attorney's already mentioned he's going to go after them all in a civil rights lawsuit, saying that their 14th Amendment rights have been violated, these children. Well, let's read it. And the first part of this is really the only real applicable part. So it's Section 1, Article 14 of the United States Constitution. Quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now you tell me where the state is liable in any way for Uvalde, what happened in Uvalde. Uvalde, that's the way we used to say it. How did the state deprive those children of life, liberty, of their life in the school building on the day of the shooting? Did the state go in and shoot them? Did a police officer shoot them? Did the sheriff deputy shoot the kids? The 14th Amendment has absolutely nothing to do with this. And some judge that would entertain that would be out of his ever-loving mind. I mean, if he files a lawsuit based on the 14th Amendment, that thing ought to be dismissed immediately. I mean, that's just a misunderstanding of the 14th Amendment. There's nothing about this. See, this is about the state doing you harm. This is the kind of stuff that was done to Alex Jones. This is the kind of stuff that was done to Dr. Fetzer, because it was the courts that were depriving them of their rights. The court didn't do anything with these children. The state didn't do anything with these children. The only thing we can say that was lousy of the whole thing is that the public education curriculum has no authority behind it. It is unlawful. Now, if these parents had any savvy, you see, the parents are also creatures of the mass media cartel. They were birthed by the cartel. They don't think for themselves. You think they learned anything about the principles of property? Do they sound like they know anything about the principles of property? What our country was based on, did they know anything about it? Apparently, don't have a clue. Why is that? Because the public education curriculum did not teach it to them. The public education curriculum has failed. It has been taken over. It's been filled with tons of unlawful material. And the material that they were supposed to teach was never taught, or anything even close to it, because the nation has been overthrown and they don't want you to know. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
To Search for Lawful Government here with Ron Avery at RBN. And we were talking about this Uvalde thing and this lawsuit, the $27 billion dollar lawsuit they want to file, going after even the gun manufacturer again, like they did on Remington. Bushmasters put them out of business and took $73 million, every bit of their insurance. And as if they were responsible for the shooting. And, you know, why aren't they going after these public, the curriculum in these public education facilities? I mean, the curriculum is what's horrible. If it's any damage being done to kids, it's the curriculum, not the gun. Gun doesn't teach anything. Gun doesn't do anything. It's a tool. It's like a shovel. It's like blaming a shovel. For the crime. How many people blame the shovel, outlaw shovel, for somebody to hit somebody with a shovel? I mean, come on. This is absolutely insane. It's obvious that they're trying to disarm the American people. And I'm telling you, once again, there's only one reason for disarming the American public. That is to take their life, liberty, and possessions and do anything they want to with them, to make them abject slaves. Otherwise, they wouldn't care about whether they, in fact, they'd be fine if you were armed. Everyone ought to be protecting their property. But when they're going to take your property and have already taken your property, they're worried that you might all of a sudden defend your property. Well, let's listen to some more of this this interview that done by, I think this is KSAT out of San Antonio. Yeah.
Institutional defendants such as the school board or such as the city council.
Bonner and his associate have been traveling to Uvalde from their California office for weeks, meeting with families at Pastor Daniel Myers' church.
Up to right now, there's been no accountability. There's no justice for those 19 children, the two teachers.
The suit is being...
Okay, let's just think about that. Justice for the 19 victims. But the justice, who are you going to put it on? Who are you going to blame for that? Yeah, it was unjust. It's always you're killed. You've suffered unjustly, unless you've done something you deserved it for. But let's just don't go around slapping anybody and everybody because of it. And that's what they're doing here.
Filed on constitutionality, Bonner says the victims, survivors, and their families had their 14th Amendment rights violated.
Do you hear that? Their 14th Amendment rights violated. We just got through reading that. No way did that happen. There was absolutely zero 14th Amendment rights violated in Uvalde at the school shooting. None. Zero.
What we've seen here is that the law enforcement agencies have shown a deliberate, conscious disregard of the life.
Bonner's law firm is taking...
No. There was nobody. Obviously, they didn't do their job, which was defense of property. But it wasn't under the 14th Amendment. It wasn't an equal rights type thing. It wasn't done. It wasn't. If anything, it was failure to do the job correctly. But pushing that to the 14th Amendment, that I don't know exactly what it is, ineptness, but it's not a purposeful deprivation of anyone's rights. It was just cowardice. Well, Jesus, this country's filled with cowardice. Are you kidding? You know why cowardice is big these days? Because of ignorance. You know, an ignorant person has no power, has no guts. He has nothing to stand on. See, that's what gives somebody courage. Courage comes from principle, knowing a principle and standing on it. This country doesn't teach principles. There's no principles being taught in school. Just like this Salvador Ramos. He didn't know any principles. The kids aren't taught principles, not principles of property that protect life, liberty, and possessions. They don't even understand they have any. Everything's the state. Their property, their parents are property, everybody's property of the state. If you don't own property, you are property. Somebody is preventing you from owning property. That means you are owned by somebody else. Something else owns you if you don't own property yourself. Well, let's continue with this piece of trash news.
Taking on this class action suit with a team of other firms, including a local Uvalde law firm. It's a big undertaking, one he believes is necessary to save lives.
Everyone in this world are hurting and bleeding about what is happening here in Uvalde. And it's up to us to make sure it doesn't happen again.
The lawsuit is still being drafted. Bonner says it'll be filed.
Well, first of all, that's absurd because the tyrants are in a program of disarming the American people. And they're using these events to disarm the American people. So they love it when this has happened. And they pay millions upon millions of dollars to get to stir up parents and to pay parents off and to get them to move against gun manufacturers. They love this, and that's why it's not going to stop. They would essentially pay somebody to shoot the kids up. I mean, anybody that would pay $150 million to disarm the American people, to alter the Second Amendment, all of that kind of stuff, they are hungry. They are beside themselves to disarm the American people. You've got to ask yourself, why is that? Let's continue with more of this trash.
Held in September when the Department of Defense is done with their investigation into the shooting. Lee Waldman, KSAT 12 News.
Now, these types of lawsuits after mass shootings are not uncommon. We saw them happen after Parkland school shooting back in 2018 and Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012.
The families of the 26 victims from the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting settled with the gun maker for $73 million. The gun maker, Remington Arms, has since filed for bankruptcy.
And the families of the 17 victims from the Parkland school shooting received $25 million from that school district, with more than $1 million going to one of the survivors who has suffered some of the more severe injuries. The families were also awarded $127 million from the U.S. Department of Justice.
In that lawsuit, the families accused the FBI of negligence for missing or ignoring tips about the shooter and his desire to shoot up a school. It's according to the Justice Department. New tonight.
Well, can you dig that? I mean, is that just amazing how they've put these gun manufacturers? Now they're going to go for this. Forgot the name of the one they're going after this time. I don't see it right here handy. But it's absurd. I mean, the gun manufacturers have nothing to do with this, absolutely nothing. And even the police in this case, even though they didn't do the right thing, if anybody ought to be punished, it ought to be them. These payoffs and things, the communities get super wealthy after these things. But anyway, let's go back. Let's get back on Beto, Bob. Let's go back to Bob and his run for governor, Bob O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke. Let's hear. Here's an ad that is in favor of him. I detest this ad. Here it comes. This is family members of the Uvalde victims. And here's how it's going to go. Here, let's play it.
Our children's voices were silenced.
We never wanted to be on camera.
We're not political people, but we have to fight for change.
Because no child is safe in their school while Greg Abbott is governor.
He won't act, so we need to vote him out. On May 24th, our children's voices were silenced. On November 8th, you can be their voice.
Okay, you get it, right? You can be their voice. And what's the change they're talking about? And then it has this big battle for Texas. November 8th, you can be their voice. Political ad paid for by Beto for Texas. Okay, he paid for this thing. Okay, or Beto for Texas, whatever that is. But anyway, his backers, and I'm sure some of these super wealthy Second Amendment, anti means of defending your life, liberty, and possessions, to alter the law of the land using these mass shootings, are supporting Beto. I'm sorry, Bob, supporting Bob for Texas. This is just, and notice, what are they talking about when they say change? That's so deceptive. They don't even have enough guts to say it. Disarmament. They vote for disarmament of the American people. There's talk about cowardice. Their children have been killed, and they don't have enough guts to tell you what the change is they want. I can tell you what the change is they want. They want the guns picked up. They want it unlawful to own guns. Well, that is just, they're ignorant. That's not what kill their kids anyway. If anything, and see, that's terrorism, because the law of the land is that the American people cannot be disarmed. It is against the law of the land to disarm the American people. What is it not against the law of the land to do? To educate the people about how to defend their life, liberty, and property and possessions. And one of the main ways is firepower. Okay? Well, now, if they wanted the change, let's say if they wanted real change that was going to protect their children, and they're not asking for the kind of protection they should have. The protection of their children should be the protection of their life, liberty, and possessions taught in that school right there. They ought to teach the principles of property right there in that school. And that school should not be paid for by the confiscation of everybody's property in the area and made to pay for it or lose their land and their houses and their tools and their products. That is absolutely insane. It is the biggest absurdity in the world that people would come together to form a government for the protection, their mutual protection of their life, liberty, and property, and then turn around and give it up to do it. I mean, isn't that stupid? If you're forming a government to protect your life, liberty, and possessions, you don't give up your possessions to do that. No, it would defeat the purpose of it, wouldn't it? That's an absurdity. And in fact, Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, said it was the greatest absurdity in the world that men would come together for the protection of their property and agree to lose their property in the process. Well, you can just see how ignorant the people of this country are. And it doesn't go to gun manufacturers, for God's sakes. You know, where does it go? Public education. The church. The government itself. That's what's killing the kids. That's what's going to kill you if we don't get lawful government. If we don't learn the principles of property that our nation was founded on by our founders, Thomas Jefferson, who said so, if we don't learn this stuff again, you're going to lose everything you got. And it won't matter. You think it really matters? I mean, Greg is only going to slow this thing down a little bit because Greg's not standing on anything either. We know Bob doesn't have any brains. He doesn't know anything about principles of property. He's just going along to get along. He's saddled up with the globalist criminals for the disarmament of the American people. He's just doing what he's told. And Greg Abbott, in a way, he's doing the same thing, but neither one of them are standing on a firm foundation. So, you know, eventually we've got to get people to read the Second Treatise of Government by John Locke. Read the Bible and then read the Second Amendment. I mean, the Second Treatise of Government. And then read The Law by Bastiat, which is the Second Treatise of Government on steroids. So, anyway, I noticed we didn't have any callers today. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised. Usually we get a few. But anyway, I can't watch these things in the evening on the television about this Beto and these crying people in Uvalde. They're going after the wrong people, and they're ignorant to the bone marrow. It's sad. But anyway, hang with us and we'll be right back to wrap this thing up.
Biden announced pardons for marijuana possession. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, Biden announced pardons for citizens convicted federally of possession of marijuana or convicted in Washington, D.C. Pardons do not apply to any other offense or to non-citizens. Biden also urged governors to do the same in their state. This mass pardon event might be a political stunt, something of an October surprise, but it also might be the best thing Biden has done. This is a prison release that I can actually get behind. I don't think anyone should be in prison for a nonviolent, victimless crime. Although an administration official said that there was currently nobody in federal prison solely for possession of marijuana, I'm sure the 6,500 people with federal convictions on the record appreciate pardons. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. I did want to make one point before I left the show, and I'll take Pat in just a second. I'll give her about a minute. I want to impress everyone with the idea that you know, rather than getting into the details of all these reports we get and trying to expose the possible deceptive nature of these events and to pick on particular individuals, if we just knew the principles that these things were being operated on and created, we can expose the purpose. If we can stop the purpose of these things, or the target, the object. If mass shootings were to lose their ability to disarm the American people, they wouldn't be used anymore. They wouldn't be supported like this by zillions and millions of dollars. And the principle I'm trying to say here is that it is terrorism. It is a conspiracy to commit disarmament terrorism, to use the violence of another to disarm the American people against the law of the land. Now, if these people wanted to do something lawful as the result of these shootings and the victimization of their children, that they could go for lawful public education and clean out all the trash and the unlawful part of public education. That would be lawful. But what they're doing is actually a conspiracy to commit disarmament terrorism. Well, anyway, Pat from Texas, do you have just a second? About 30 seconds, I'm sorry. How you doing?
Hi, Rod. Well, it looks to me like we're going to have to put the kids back in charge. Remember when, well, maybe not when you were in school, but we used to have hall monitors. The kids had to take turns, and responsible kids. And maybe they should have had a responsible kid to see if the doors were closed. When people are on drugs, they'll do anything. I'm telling you, this country is getting on drugs. It's just the way out or something. They'll do anything.
Well, thanks for calling, but that's the end of the show. I sure appreciate
it.
All right, everybody. You. See you next time. Have a good weekend.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can't.